This free resource is from the 2013 Spiritual Leadership Conference in Lancaster, California, hosted by Pastor Paul Chapel in the Lancaster Baptist Church. This lesson is on the Gratitude Attitude with Mrs. Rita Weaver. Mrs. Weaver served as the Dean of Women at West Coast Baptist College for 8 years.
I want to thank the Lord for three things right before we begin. One is my salvation. I was saved when I was 5 in a Lester Roloff revival, a tent revival. And I knelt down after the service. Since I was only 5, my parents took me home and went through the plan of salvation again. And I knelt down in front of a round piano stool and asked the Lord to save me. And so I thank the Lord for my salvation. Then I thank the Lord that my parents went to Bible college and then made sure that all 6 of us kids went to Bible college. And then my daddy pastored small churches the whole time I was being raised. And my mom and dad made serving in the ministry appealing. And all 6 of us went to Bible college, married someone we met there, and have been serving in the ministry. So I thank the Lord for my parents setting the pattern for making ministry appealing. Was it hard sometimes? Oh, yeah, that's life. But they love serving the Lord, and so I'm thankful for them. And then because I went to Bible college, I'm thankful that Toby Weaver came into my life and through a miraculous way. And my husband will be married 43 years next month. And we've been in ministry that time. And those of you who have ever prayed for my husband with the cancer he went through a couple years ago, I want to thank you. And he's doing well. In the ministry, though, I've done several things. So my name is Mrs. Weaver. I teach here at the college right now. But I began being an assistant pastor's wife, and that was fun, you know, teaching Sunday school and helping the pastor and the pastor's wife. That was fun. Then youth director's wife, well, that, you know, youth activities, lock-ins. I'm glad that's over. Music director's wife, I was that for a while. And so that meant I had to spend hours practicing the cantatas, and I would still make mistakes. You know, my husband would look over at me. That was terrible. I would have to really concentrate on the music. So at one church, you know, I was really, I sort of have a natural frown anyway, but I would really be concentrating on the music. And in Tennessee, one of the deacons asked me one day, said, "Miss Rita, what do you frown about at the piano?" I said, "Because I'm trying to play the right notes." But I'm sort of glad that's over. And then I, too, got taught high school English like Mrs. Jones, not as long as she did. But that was fun, although, you know, most people's favorite class is recess and study hall, not English. But still, I enjoyed teaching English. And then my easiest job in my years of living has been teaching in the college, because the students choose, you know, for the most part, choose to come to your class. So that's been fun. That's what I'm getting to do now full time. Then I was the Dean of Women here at West Coast for 11 years, and sweet, sweet girls working with them. My favorite job of all, though, was pastor's wife. And if you're a pastor's wife, I just highly admire you. I loved being a pastor's wife. And so God has been good to my husband and me. We have 2 sons. And, of course, just like you, we had challenging times raising them. And we had lots of good times. And to God be the glory, both of our sons are pastors today. And so we praise the Lord for that. We're very proud of our boys. I was to have 2 special friends here today, and I don't see either one of them. Rita Ramsey, are you here? No? Okay. And then another lady, but she didn't come, so anyway, that's okay. But I really am truly no one special, honestly. Life has been tough for me, just like it's been tough for you. And sometimes it's easy to be thankful, especially in the good times, but in the hard times, it's hard to be thankful. But we're going to talk about that today. Life is unfair, but that's life, right? And so we're all in the same boat. Our topic today is the gratitude attitude. And I need to be reminded often of the points on the lesson that we'll go through in a minute. I asked Rebecca and Rachel and Brittany to come. These are the Harvin sisters. And I want you to get your song out. We're going to sing Patch the Pirate's song, The Attitude Gratitude. I know you're going to have to use your bionic eyeball to see that, as I will. That's mighty tiny. But they're going to lead us, and we're going to sing the Attitude Gratitude song, okay?
Mr. Weaver, can I say something really quickly? We travel with the Weavers during the summer, and I just want to say that Mrs. Weaver does have an attitude of gratitude, and we do learn from the Weavers in that way, because she's going to say stuff, but I just want you to know she lives it too, so.
Some people grumble and dream of having more. They want a new toy. They want the dog that lives next door. If you're unhappy, and everything seems wrong. You need to learn this happy song. Just catch the gratitude attitude, give thanks in everything. Catch the gratitude attitude, lift your voice and sing. Always thank the Lord each day for everything He brings your way. Catch the gratitude attitude, catch it every day. You may not have much. Your supper may be cold, you may be gloomy, because your clothes are 10 years old. Don't be dejected if you don't have a lot. Give thanks to God for all you've got. Just catch the gratitude attitude, give thanks in everything. Catch the gratitude attitude, lift your voice and sing. Always thank the Lord each day for everything He brings your way. Catch the gratitude attitude, catch it every day.
Beautiful.
Yes, we get to hear them sing every night. They're with us this summer on our tour group. And I'll say another word about them a little bit later, but they're a blessing. Did you already know Patch of Power's song on the gratitude attitude? Yeah. Good deal. On the back of this song, I have typed out a couple of paragraphs that I have read over and over this summer. Actually, since even before that, when they assigned this topic to me, and just in preparation for this class. I have a friend, Debbie Hatt, in Michigan, where my husband pastored, who helps me a lot with different talks that I give, and she wrote this, and the reason I typed it out is because I've read it so many times, and it helps me. I want you to look at it. I'm going to read it to you. We all need a daily reminder to simply be grateful. We all are damaged goods with bent corners. I love the way she puts this. We're all bruised bananas with spotted skins. We all have shattered dreams. Open up our backs, and we all have wonky cogs amongst our workings like faulty watches. We all have gray days filled with tears falling like rain, with low-hanging clouds that hide the sun. But amidst the scraped knees, banged elbows, and sad hearts, delicate blades of wheat still emerge from beneath the cold of rotting snow. Leaves like tiny hands still open their fingers to the empowering rain. Fluting birds still weave their woven nurseries atop the dry, drippy limbs of chilled trees. And it's all beautiful. Don't you like that? Well, Psalm 56:8 tells us that God keeps a running account of all our wanderings. He keeps our tears in a bottle. He writes all our heartaches in His book. Wow, that's something to ponder for a few millennia. Now that's what I call love. In all my wanderings, how often I forget to simply say thanks, Lord. Jesus told us that we would have tribulation in this life. That's John 16:33. He also tells us, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. May God grant us daily grace to be grateful in the midst of our rugged moments and our not-so-perfect reality. He knows that we are but dust, and yet look at all His amazing gifts. Hallelujah. And I love that from Debbie. She has a way with words. Then I've been reading a book. I really highly recommend this to you. It's called Choosing Gratitude. It's by Nancy Lee DeMoss. She's a phenomenal author. I took several sentences out of her book, and I've read it over and over for a long time now. I want to read it to you. Nancy Lee DeMoss says this: if I am not ceaselessly vigilant about rejecting ingratitude and choosing gratitude, I all too easily get sucked into the undertow of life in a fallen world. I start focusing on what I don't have that I want, or what I want that I don't have. My life starts to feel hard, wearisome, and overwhelming. I find myself gasping for air, feeling that I'm going under. Then I discover that gratitude is truly my life preserver. Even in the most turbulent waters, choosing gratitude rescues me from myself and my runaway emotions. I have learned that in every circumstance that comes my way, I can choose to respond in one of two ways. I can whine, or I can worship. Cultivating a thankful heart is a safeguard against becoming bitter, prickly, sour. A grateful child of God can't help but be a joyful, peaceful, radiant person. Gratitude is not the quiet game. We have to say it. Okay? I love the way she puts that. It begs to be expressed both to God and to others. So I trust you read that several times and think about it in the light of this session entitled Ned's Gratitude Attitude. All right, will you turn, please, to two passages and just have your finger ready for them. 1 Thessalonians 5 and then also Deuteronomy chapter 11. 1 Thessalonians 5, this is our key verse for this session. 1 Thessalonians 5. And verse 18. This is an interesting verse, and then also Deuteronomy 11. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, please notice that preposition, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. Do you want to be in God's will? So God's will for us is to, in everything, in the midst of everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's not just for a preacher. It's not just for a person who's on top side. It's for every one of us. So that's our verse. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But first of all, in your outline, let's give you a couple of definitions. First of all, the word attitude. I'm going to give a little different slant on the definition. Attitude is demonstrated by our behavior, posture, and countenance. Attitude is demonstrated by our behavior, our posture, our countenance. Attitude. Attitude is demonstrated by our behavior, posture, and countenance. What's your attitude? What's our attitude? Now, our words and actions and reactions reveal how we are in the inside in our attitude. But attitude is demonstrated by our behavior, posture, and countenance. Then the definition of gratitude is very easy. Being thankful, comma, appreciative of benefits received. Being thankful, comma, appreciative of benefits received. So there's the two definitions, sort of roundabout way, of the two words we're using, the gratitude attitude. And now, giving thanks, here's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. You know, ladies, I'm glad that the Bible doesn't say give thanks for everything. Because honestly, Mrs. Jones, when you're going through chemo, as you did, as my husband went through chemo, as you're sitting there and all that going in, you know, it's killing the bad, but it's also killing the good. Do you want to thank the Lord for that? No way, Jose. But in it, you can thank the Lord. Lord, you knew that this was going to happen. Would anyone thank the Lord for a divorce? No, not if you want to be with your husband. No. Would anyone want to thank the Lord for financial troubles? No. But in the midst of financial troubles, we can thank the Lord. Would anyone who has children breaking your hearts, do you thank God for that? No, but in it we can thank the Lord. Lord, I know that you know where my child is and what he's thinking and why she's responding to this. So, Lord, thank you that you know. Thank you that you are God. So it's in everything we give thanks. You know, I'm reminded of the verse, the passage in Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 39, where Jesus was in the boat with his disciples. They were going across the Sea of Galilee in a very vicious storm that stirred up. And of course, you know, the disciples said to Jesus, I think it sort of sounds sarcastic to me. I think I need to slap them or something. But go, carest thou not that we perish? You know, don't you care that we perish? And, you know, it's funny. We want Jesus and the Lord to bail us out immediately, don't we? But what we need to do is remember that he is in the boat with us. Jesus was right there with them. So it's in everything. Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, concerning me. Wow. So, capital A on your notes. To give thanks is a command of God. It's not just a good idea. It's a command of God. Notice that in the Bible, it's an imperative sentence. which means an imperative is a command or request, and it's an understood you subject. You give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God concerning you. So you see, it's a command of God. Capital B, to give thanks is an act of obedience. So if he's telling us to do this, it's a command. When we are thankful, it is an act of obedience, not just a thing that we only do when we feel like it. Capital C, circumstances are not a factor in giving thanks. We are to give thanks in everything. These disciples were in a storm. They should have remembered that Jesus was with them there in the boat and looked to him and said, "Carest thou not that we perish? Get us out of this right quick." Capital D, obedience to God's commands always brings blessing. Let's look at Deuteronomy 11. Deuteronomy 11, and let's look at verse 26 and 27. The Bible says, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse." So here is a choice. Verse 27, "A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day." So capital D is obedience to God's command always brings a blessing. Don't we want God's blessing in our life? I do. And so you see, if we obey by giving thanks in everything, there's going to be blessing. Capital E, disobedience to God's commands always brings trouble. Wow. The Bible calls it a curse. Let's look at verse 28. Let's read verse 26 again. "I set before you this day a blessing and a curse." Now you can choose a blessing if you obey. 28, "But you choose a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God." Wow. So if we are not thankful in everything, it's going to bring trouble to our lives. Capital F, therefore, God commands us to give thanks for our good, because it'll be a blessing to us, for our good and for his glory. I don't know if you've read Brother Smith's book, Off Script, but it's a phenomenal book. The subheading is What to Do When God Rewrites Your Life. Joyce, Mrs. Jones, who just spoke, did not know she'd be going through cancer. So what a blessing you were to me, Joyce. They say you didn't miss any days of classes. I don't think you did. I know you didn't miss any choir. I would see you up there, not a hair on your head, and then you started finally wearing something. I'm telling you what, that was a blessing to me. And it brought glory to the Lord. Larry Chappell, who had serious cancer also. And God brought him through that. Brother Schmidt. These people were such an example when my husband got the C word. And he wanted to be for God's glory for that. I highly suggest you read that book. It's such a blessing. Now, Roman number 3. Giving thanks versus being thankful. We can all, with lip service, say, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." Sometimes I do this in my college class. On the 7:30 class, I mean, if you have a 7:30 college class, you got to get up a lot earlier to be right there ready to start work, because I start right on time. And so sometimes they'll drag in. I say, "Okay, today's the day we're going to say, let's go around there. What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for?" And I make them say something. Being thankful. We can all say lip service, but are we really in our spirit thankful? To give thanks, previously stated, but I'm sorry, giving thanks is an act of obedience. So to give thanks is obedience. But to be thankful is much bigger than that. Listen to this. If a child obeys a command, that's good, right? But if a child is obedient and has an attitude of obedience, isn't that much better? I don't know if you've ever seen the Charlie Brown comic strip that says Charlie Brown is being told by an authority figure, I'm not sure who it was, sit down. Well, he's, you know, in rebellion. He's standing up. And so they go through this. And by the last frame, he sits down. He folds his arms. And a little thought from his head says this: "I'm sitting down, but on the inside, I'm still standing up." Wow. Sometimes we can say, "Thank the Lord." And yet inside, we're not really thankful. We don't have a spirit of thankfulness. Wow. Our goal should not be only to give thanks, but to have an attitude of gratitude. What was the definition of attitude? It's demonstrated by our behavior, our posture, our countenance. Our face tells so much, doesn't it? Wow. When you're a teacher, you can tell by someone's face. You can tell by someone's eyes. I demand that all my students look at me when I'm, unless I'm looking, we're looking at the text. When I stop and deviate from the text, they look up at me, and if they don't, I call their name. But because you can tell. Are they getting it? Or are they zoned out? Or are they hating your guts? Or whatever the situation is, you know? But that's our attitude. Our attitude demonstrated by our behavior, our posture, our countenance. And so, yes, we can give thanks, and that's wonderful. But let's have an attitude of gratitude. It's so much better. Then, Roman number 4. An attitude of being thankful or being having gratitude will change our life. Capital A, being thankful or possessing an attitude of thankfulness will do several things. Number 1, it will increase your realization of God's countless blessings in your life. Being thankful will increase your realization of God's countless blessings in your life. Another book that's been a blessing to me, and I bought both of these on Amazon, by the way. They're priced. This one's $15, and this was regularly $17. But I think I got them for $5 or under each one of them. Amazon.com is a great way to get a used book, but good books. This is called 1,000 Gifts. And it's a marvelous book, and just reminding us of all the millions of things. She chose the number 1,000, but just a phenomenal book. But if we're thankful, it increases our realization of God's countless blessings in our life. Number 2, if we're thankful, it will increase our faith in God. I want to read Philippians 4:6-7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made unto God. And so you see, this is faithfulness. So you see, being thankful will increase our faith in God. God is in control. Don't be anxious. Don't be nervous about things. God is in control. Then number 3, being thankful will increase our peace. Verse 7 says, and if we have with thanksgiving, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. All right? So being thankful will increase our realization of all the countless blessings. 1,000 gifts. And all kind of even 1,000,000 gifts. It increases our faith in God. God knows all about it. It increases our peace. We can just really, sometimes a girl will be in my office and she's all just wound up. And I'll say, look, okay, let's just stop before we talk. Let's just take a deep breath. And let's calm down. And if we realize what God has for us in His Word, we can have a peace. And then we can start working through the problem. Being thankful, number 4, will increase your ability to experience the joy of knowing the Lord Jesus. It will increase your ability to experience the joy of knowing the Lord Jesus. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Capital B, being thankful in, notice that preposition again, in everything, will open your understanding of God's ways. The verse I listed here is Romans 8:28. Do you know the Bible doesn't say everything is good? It says everything works together for good. I can't even say that verse without going like this. I tell my students, it's this situation, this and this. It works together for good. You know, the 3 girls that sang up here this day are 3 sisters of 6. 4 of them have come to West Coast. Their daddy pastors a small church in Pennsylvania, and their mother was the mother of 6 girls. They were all teenagers, and all of a sudden she got pregnant, and they found out it was going to be a boy. They were all so excited. The whole church is excited. This family is excited, and so the mother was the principal of the school. She was a teacher. She was the coach of the basketball. These girls are very athletic. They had an 85 winning streak when they were in high school. I mean, they beat everybody. They're just great girls. Anyway, little Mark was born, the little boy. And all these 6 girls are so excited. Two weeks later, though, the mom had some severe pain in her back. And so she went to the doctor and they said, oh, you have cancer. But we think we can work with it. Of course, the church was praying, dear Lord, you know, because she's a pastor's wife, teaches in the Christian school. She has 6 daughters and a brand new baby. You know, 2-week-old little boy. But in 5 months, the mother went to heaven. And the one girl that talked, Brittany, gives a testimony as she goes around the country with us. They're on our tour group this summer. That, you know, she struggled with that a little bit. Why would God take a pastor's wife who was so involved in the church and the school and with all the responsibilities at home? And she was just a great lady. But she said, you know, I had to learn that it all works together. Now I'm getting an opportunity to go all around the country. We're in church almost every night on tour. That's a lot of religion, by the way. But anyway, we hear them sing every night. My husband speaks. But She said, I'm getting to be a blessing. And it's the story of their life has just really impacted a lot of people as we go across the country. In everything works together for good. Trust the Lord. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. Capital C, being thankful will begin a healing process within your spirit. Being thankful will begin a healing process within your spirit. Just yesterday, I received a phone call from a lady who's about to lose her marriage. Her kids are going wacky. And at one time, they were very involved in their church. And she was just in the mully grubs. I called her name and I said, so-and-so, I said, let's stop. Let's be thankful for some few things right quick. I said, you know, you're allowed to come to church. He's told her to not do some other things. You do have a Bible, right? She said, oh, yeah. I said, well, I do too. I love to hold it. I know Corrie Ten Boom, when she was in the concentration camps, longed to have a Bible. But she only had, at one point in the concentration camp, had about 3 pages. And I said, you know what, lady, you know, I'll call her Sue. Sue, you have a Bible. And you're a member of God's family. Aren't you saved? Yes. Well, God hasn't kicked you out of his family. I know you've got some mighty obstacles there. But in the midst of all that, in the midst of all it, we must remember God's blessings. And what will it do? It will begin a healing process within our spirit. Of course we have the mully grubs and the bad times and all the things that that Debbie had set up here. But, you see the conjunction there? Dot, dot, dot. And then we start thinking of the good things that can come. The bird starts building this nest up in this coal tree, you know? Because in a few days, the little birdies are going to come. You know, it's exciting. So being thankful will begin a healing process in our spirit. Capital D. Being thankful increasingly rids us of encumbrances, 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 and personal sin. The verse of scripture for this is Hebrews 12:1, where the Bible says, if we will keep our eyes on Jesus, if we will look up to Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, if we will look to Jesus and keep our eyes upon the Lord, we can be thankful. We can be thankful. As I'm sitting there with my husband as he's going through this chemo, I didn't sit there and say, thank you, God, for bringing cancer. No, I said, Lord, thank you that I'm able to be here and sit by him while he takes his chemo. Because he was a big chicken. Okay, Mrs. Jones was very brave. I guess you were. But he was a chicken. But I was able to be there because we scheduled them after our college classes. And thank you that there's so many people praying for us. We have people that are friends of ours all over the country. We've toured for almost 20 years. And so there were just preachers we know everywhere. And just you thank the Lord. Thank you for a doctor who knows what he's doing. And these nurses that are professional. And you'd see a person across the room get deathly sick, you know, and you just, you know, life is tough. But if you're thankful, it helps you say to the Lord, I want to be right with you during this time. Because we really need you to answer our prayer. We want you to answer our prayer. And my husband is cancer-free right now. And praise the Lord for that, yeah. But it causes you to say, ooh, I need to get rid of anything, a weight that would weigh me down, that Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 talks about. So being thankful will rid us of things like an unforgiving spirit. That'll keep you from being thankful, what ladies want it. Mm-hmm. Critical spirit, fear, anxiety, anger, bitterness, resentment, jealousy. It's amazing how jealousy is among a lot of Christian girls. As Dina women, it's crazy. Your other roommates' clothes are always better than yours, so you get jealous, you know. How come she gets a boyfriend? Because I'm trying my best. I'm even throwing myself at guys, and they're not even, you know, just jealousy among Christian girls is crazy. But we need to be thankful, don't we? I tell the college girls often, want what you have. Want what you have. Because when you're wanting something else, you're not thankful for what you have. Then Roman number 5, let's talk about some daily requirements to gain and maintain an attitude of thankfulness. I think it's important to pray daily. Daily prayer. That's so basic, Mrs. Jones said. But you know what? I wonder. It is amazing. We get the best of the best girls that come to West Coast Baptist College. But as a dean of women for the 11 years I was, when you have a girl come in, there's something cattywampus in the dorm or whatever, sometimes I would say, you know, do you have regular devotions? When do you have your devotions? Tuck their head. Well, not very often. I'm thinking, these are the best girls of the best coming from these churches. So I'm telling you, we need to daily pray. Say, Lord Jesus, help me to be thankful. Help me to be grateful. Daily look for God's gifts in your day and in your life. Write it down. This helps me in my journal with devotions. If something comes across my mind that just jumps out at me from the pages of the Bible, I write that in my journal. Sometimes maybe because I'm not paying attention or whatever, nothing's there. Whew. Okay, let's see. I'm writing something down in my journal because I'm going to do it. Okay? I'll start a blessing list. Start a blessing list and write some things for which you're thankful. We have a special needs granddaughter who has aggressive cerebral palsy. And we have a couple guys in the college that have cerebral palsy. And so my first 7th-hour class, 7:30 class, was on the third floor of the Rebels. I was bound and determined not to take that elevator. And so I would walk up the stairs. I was just shot when I got up to the top. But so sometimes when I'm going in the class, I have to sit down and catch my breath. I would say, I want to tell you, students, did you thank the Lord that you don't have cerebral palsy today? Because these two guys that have it, they just really struggle getting up. And my little granddaughter, she's finally taking a few steps with a walker. But there's so many things for which we can be thankful. Let's have a blessing list. Let's write it down. What were these silly things? My supper's getting cold on this Patch of Pirate song. My clothes are 10 years old. I have some clothes older than that. So do you. Okay? But, you know, just silly things, isn't it? But we can be grateful if we'll just decide to. But some daily requirements. I love this one. Sing and listen to uplifting Christian songs. Now, my mother did this when all six of us were growing up. I'm 63. So when I was growing up, we had record players, big records. Remember those? She could put 8 on the one that, and it was always in my bedroom because I was the oldest. So when we woke up every morning with music playing. Is it any wonder that all six of us have done something with church music in our adult life? But she played Christian music all day long. We didn't have a TV, and I hated it then, but now I love it that we, you know, because we heard Christian music all the time. Well, then when we had our two boys, as little boys, I raised them up on Patch of Pirate songs. I told Mrs. Hamilton the other day, I says, your Pee Wee Pirate that just went to heaven, I'm telling you what, we love Pee Wee Pirate. And we love all those pirates. And we raised our boys on those songs. Now, when they got to be teenagers, they were fully involved in sports. So as they were little, we played music all the time at home. But when they got into sports, it was late night ball games and this and this. So the time that I used to play Christian music was in the morning. My boys, as they woke up as teenagers, they woke up every morning to Christian music playing. And as they ate breakfast, and some of them played the same old CDs over and over and over. But I wanted to put it in their subconscious. It helps you be thankful. And you just catch yourself. Have you heard teenagers that just catch themselves singing a worldly tune and think, But if you put that in the subconscious of your kids, it helps you be thankful, I think, when you sing and listen to uplifting Christian songs. Why don't we work on it, ladies, the gratitude attitude? You know, when you're grateful, our husbands like it. Our husbands like us to say thank you. And I'm not the best owner, and I want to be better. I didn't realize that Brittany would even say something like that, because sometimes I can be a sourpuss. But that's shamey on me, isn't it? We have so much for which to be thankful. Let's thank the Lord. Before I have a word of prayer, I would like to give a commercial for the book, The Burden Bearer, that Pastor Chappell wrote. How many of you have read that book? It's phenomenal. Oh, it's excellent. I wrote this down. It's for those who have a busy family ministry life. Sometimes we have all these burdens we're carrying, our children, our family, the church ministry, and sometimes we try to carry the burden by ourselves, and we make so many mistakes. But if you read that book, it is a phenomenal book. It's one of the best books I've read recently, The Burden Bearer. I know it'll help you. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you again for my salvation. Thank you that I'm a member of your family. Thank you that you don't kick us out of your family when we sin. Thank you for the heritage that my parents gave me, the Christian heritage. Thank you for the husband you gave me. And Lord Jesus, as a Christian, help me to be a person of a grateful attitude that will show on my posture, my behavior, my countenance. Help us to realize that everybody's watching us. as leaders in our churches and wherever we are. So may we be a good testimony of a person who is so grateful for the countless blessings you give us. Thank you for these ladies coming to this conference. May you touch all of our hearts as we listen to each session from the rest of this conference. Thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for being interested in the details of our lives the way that you are. In Jesus' name I pray.